Continuing with Dua al-Kamil, yesterday we looked at the first verse of this dua, where we plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. O Allah, I beseech you by your mercy, which encompasses all things. To paraphrase it, we are wishing to access the divine energy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to absolutely everyone. And it's depicted by his attribute Ar-Rahman. The second verse, وَبِقُوَّتِكَ الَّتِي كَحَرْتَ بِهَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And by your strength, وَبِقُوَّتِكَ الَّتِي, which overcomes all things. وَقَذَعَ لَحَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَذَلَّ لَحَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. And to which all things submit to, and to which all things are humbled before. Now let's first look at Quwwa or Al-Qawi. Now this is also an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in essence says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the strongest one, the inexhaustible, and this strength shows perfect power. Inasmuch as Allah has the utmost of power and is perfect therein, He is the strong, able to overcome all opposition because of the perfection of this power. None may touch Him. On the action of His strength, there are no conditions that are difficult or easy. He could create a billion universes with the same ease with which He creates a blade of grass. And with His inexhaustible strength, He sees to the continuation of the creation and the protection of the creation, guiding their actions until the appointed time. So this particular verse puts into the human being, when you read it, an empowerment to say that I am asking one who overcomes all others, and He will protect me. When one attaches oneself to this ayah, if that makes sense, then one is able to access the manifestation of that strength. And the ayah continues to say, وَبِقُوَّتِكَ الَّتِي كَحَرْتَ بِهَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. It overcomes absolutely everything. Another attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kahhar. And this is the ever-dominating one who surrounds His creation from without and within with this, if I can say, irresistible power which none can escape. The worlds and the heavens bow their heads before Him. And if we look at history, we can see how many universes, how many people, how many nations are destroyed in punishment for not understanding this particular attribute. So when we read the second verse, immediately there is a sense of powerlessness before the most powerful, but also a sense of empowerment from this most powerful one. And then, وَبِجَبَرُوتِكَ الَّتِي غَلَبْتَ بِهَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And by your might, by which you have conquered all things. So, because Al-Jabbar is the one who is able to enforce his will at all times and places without any opposition. For example, the sun cannot say, I will not rise again. The wind cannot say, I will not blow again. This is the aspect of Jabbar. Yet, he is also, his Jabarut, is also the one who repairs the broken, the completer of the lacking, the one who will enforce his will without any opposition. And in this Jabarut, it is the only place to go to repair our broken homes, or hopes rather, to find peace in the confusion in which we find ourselves. On those occasions of disobedience and revolt, if we run to take refuge in his mercy, before the coming of the punishment from which no force can save us, we will find in this moment the recollection of Allah in His capacity as the Jabbar. It is so beautiful, so beautiful. We start off by taking refuge in His mercy, pleading from the energy from that mercy, acknowledging the fact that we cannot run away from His power, from His punishment. Nothing can save us. But then, by His Jabarut, we know, in this capacity, we know that the invincible power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us in even overpowering our nafs. And then, وَبِعِزَّتِكَ الَّتِي لَا يَكُومُ لَحَا شَيْءٍ, and by the majesty against which nothing can stand up. And the word Izzat here is derived from His attribute Al-Aziz. And the only way I can describe Al-Aziz is the incomparable. He is incomparable in terms of importance, usefulness, and inaccessibility. Whatever lacks any of these three qualities cannot be described by the name of Al-Aziz. And so being Aziz means being rare, precious, difficult to obtain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely unique, so necessary that nothing can exist without Him, so inaccessible that He alone knows His glory, and no strength in the universe can stand before His will. وَبِعَظَمَتِكَ الَّتِي مَلَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and by Your grandeur which prevails upon all things. The attributes used are so beautiful. Now the attribute used is that of Al-Azim, the magnificent, the greatest on the earth below and in the heavens above, in realms where our sight cannot reach and of which our minds cannot conceive. His greatness prevails over absolutely everything. Nothing can be compared to Him. The greatest thing we're able to know still has needs. And how could the absolute greatest have needs? So Al-Azim has none. In fact, He is the satisfier of all needs. You know, we call some amongst us great, and human greatness depends upon one's work or one's achievement. We call some among our great ones greatest. They are the ones whose work is greatest. But the greatest of the greatest is nothing compared to the greatest works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's basically what should come up in our minuteness and our awe immediately when we see وَبِعَظَمَتِكَ الَّتِي مَلَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. One wants to go into sajda and glorify Him and pray to be included amongst those who are accepted by the Great One. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua Kamal.